Getting grounded in the bigger picture of yoga is something that can help the practice and study of yoga really come alive for us in a deeper and more meaningful way. One of the first questions we can contemplate as we seek to deepen our understanding of yoga is the difference between tradition and style. So, what is the difference between a yoga tradition and a yoga style? It's a really great question. So, styles of yoga are things like restorative yoga, hot yoga, vinyasa yoga, prenatal yoga. All of these are styles of yoga that are mostly related to a specific way of practicing asana. Tradition is a foundation that can support any style. Style can be layered on top of tradition. So this foundation is something that we would like to create for ourselves in the very beginning if possible, although sometimes we find that we have to circle back around to it. If we've trained in a style, we might find that we're missing some of the core aspects of what yoga really is beyond asana. This foundation of tradition is not something that ever goes away. It's something that we, again, hopefully cultivate from the beginning or circle back around to develop at a later time. It's something that really nourishes and guides us in our deeper understanding of yoga. So it's not something that we work on in the beginning and then abandon at some future time. It's something that really is alive. It grows and evolves with us, supporting us the whole time. So the yoga tradition, especially the Himalayan tradition, which I'm a student of and a teacher of, is really about a few core aspects or core foundational components. First of all, it's about understanding that what we're doing, what we're practicing, what we're teaching is coming from source wisdom or source texts like Yoga Sutra and Bhagavad Gita. We don't have to fully intellectually understand these scriptures. They can be a little bit difficult to work with at first and take time and take the guidance of a teacher. But when we begin to develop our own understanding of these source texts and how they apply to our own lives and our own teaching, we certainly can see where these things are coming from. So why am I doing what I'm doing in my practice? Why am I teaching what I'm teaching in my classes? When we have the framework of source wisdom, source text, we really start to see how what we are doing in our own life can align with what the sages were telling us. This tradition is also about a way of working with the eight limbs that is holistic. It's more than just working with asana. We use all of the eight limbs in sort of a continuum. So not just a linear checklist, moving through one at a time and then leaving them behind, but really working with them in a circular way. We're also thinking about an experience of prana, our intelligent life force, which empowers our human experience and our practice, and a systematic way of working with meditation so that we can better understand our minds. All of these things and more encompass the yoga tradition. So as we seek to ground ourselves in this bigger picture of yoga, we can think about the idea of tradition not as something that is restrictive or that is dictating to us how we should be, how we should practice, but is a really nourishing source and really about a shared experience. That this idea of tradition has been passed down from sages and teachers and practitioners before us. And now we can experience it for ourselves and then learn to share it with other people.